spiritual baddies, entrepreneurs, and everyone in between.
You're listening to the Embodiment Podcast, where we dig into who you are behind closed doors.
And even if you aren't an entrepreneur or on your spiritual journey, but you're looking for something to listen to while you're on the treadmill,
or on the road, or just looking for some new knowledge to gain, welcome.
I'm your co-host, Ashley Fry.
And I'm Manote Series.
I guess I could just start by saying that, like, today is a really quick episode just because we know we want to put some value out there, but we want to make it something that we feel is, you know, super relatable for people, especially in their content journey growing. And I feel like for me and Ashley, we've experienced a little bit of this from both ends, from individually.
With the podcast specifically, yeah.
With the podcast specifically, and then also in our individual endeavors as well. Like, we've experienced this multiple times. And so I think it's like we have experience around this. We can talk about it, but it's essentially the effects of quote unquote going big or like starting.
I wouldn't say I've necessarily experienced it personally, just because a lot of my content that I put out aside from the podcast is, or with my lash business too, but I don't know. It's just those accounts haven't reached a point where, like, I've received hate like that. So for me personally, it has been more so just strictly what we've received with the podcast, or even just like growing up on social media throughout the years and having random people be able to view your account and comment things. Like, I've experienced hate in that sense where it's just been like random personal attacks, but.
Yeah, I have no, okay, so fair. And that
you have a way bigger following on TikTok than I do, so you personally can speak about it.
I mean 100% I understand what you mean too, and the fact that, like, also with the podcast too, I remember we were experiencing a bunch with that. I mean, like, on YouTube specifically.
Yeah.
Because people on YouTube had, obviously, you know, differing opinions on different things. And so, like, I was just thinking about, especially since a lot of the people who listen to our podcast are listeners, are trying to up their game in terms of, like, their personal growth, their business growth, their brand, their personal brand, right? Like,
yeah, which, like, you can't do without social media nowadays.
Right? And because of that, you also can't do that. If you're going to be on social media, you're going to get hate regardless of what you do, in some capacity, right? So, like, even with that serum, Like literally, even with the food blog, like, everything, I've experienced hate with everything in different facets.
I forgot you had the food blog too. I totally forgot about that. Yeah, no, you've got multiple accounts that are blowing up right now.
Don't gas me up like
that. No, but it's true. And, like, I will plug your food blog to my friends and they're like, oh, I've already seen it. And I'm like, he's reached you.
Damn. Damn. Okay, well, I mean, like, thank you, first of all, but second of all, like, it's just talking about those specifically, like, regardless of how much content we produce and how PG we try to make it so it doesn't offend people, like, it's always going to hit a different chord with other people. And, like, specifically when it comes to just creating content, I think that there's so many people think it's like daisies and rainbows, like there's not gonna get any hate. Like, they're like, I want everyone, obviously you want everyone to love you, because, like, that's just the name of the game, right? Like,
yeah,
I don't go creating content saying I want people to hate me. Like, no, right? But you're going to come across people, and the path to growth when you are growing an account is, if you do want to grow, you're going to come across people who don't like you. And what I like to say is, whenever people don't like you and they let you know that they don't like you, they leave comments and they whatever, you are gaining engagement. Like, that, all that is to me,
it's all engagement. Yeah.
I look at that, and I remember when I think we've told this before, but on the YouTube channel, I remember we got like a bad comment.
It happened on Instagram too, with one of our reels. Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah. And we got a bad comment. And I remember Ashley was like, do you want me to delete it? Or what do you want me to respond? I was like, just respond to 2 red hearts. Because at the end of the day, yeah, they're just giving us engagement.
Well, like, even we talked about this last time too. One of my friends just launched a drop for his business. And even him, like, I think that was that reel. Ooh, it's at like 40,000 views now. But alongside those views comes it reaching people who spend their time online just hating on other people, right? And that's not a you problem at the end of the day. And that's the thing about it is, first of all, you're getting engagement. Second of all, the things that people comment and leave on other people's pages, they might be their opinions, but it's also a reflection of how they view the world. And so if it's negative, you're dealing with a negative person. No matter what you really say to them, it's not really going to change. Some people flip the script a little bit, but of course, there's always going to be people who are just, they have such a narrow mind. Yeah, he's at 49.1K now.
Yeah, like that. It's so, I mean, like, see, like, when you reach a broad audience, you're going to get hate, like, regardless, like, literally. And I think that the other part of it is, like, there's a, when creating content specifically or when going big, quote unquote, you have this pressure to succeed, especially when you have other people who know you in real life, like watching, you're like, oh my God, I have to succeed because I can't look like a loser if I don't do good. But like, you're not going to know if you're going to do good unless you try it. And if you continue and pivot, because like, I think that's a big part of it. It's just like, there's a back pressure in the back of people's minds telling them like, I need to succeed. Otherwise I'm a failure. And I would say like, I look at a failure. I think everyone's a failure who just took another chance. Like every winner is a failure who took another shot.
Well, yeah, it's the saying, well, it's what comes to my mind when you say that is every failure leads to success.
Yes, absolutely.
And the only way you're going to learn to be successful is to fail multiple times. And we actually, I remember we had one of our profs, Brad, he asked us to define, this was in 56, I think, but for you guys, that number doesn't matter. It's just so Mano knows what I'm talking about. But he asked us all to define success. And everyone had different answers, like very different answers. But I remember putting my hand up and being like, I think being successful is you can fail no matter what, and you always make something out of it.
Exactly. Success is a state of mind.
Yeah.
Essentially, right? Like,
yeah,
you can be successful no matter what you're doing in life, because it's yeah, not like success is not a defined thing. It's like,
yeah,
you know, like as long as you are happy with yourself and your journey, you
well,
can,
and that,
that's how it should be, right?
Yeah. And some people's responses, I think one of them was financial freedom.
Yeah.
I forget what else, but like, to compare, some people's versions of success are financial freedom. Some is being able to overcome any obstacle that you deal with. I do truly believe, though, when you come into a mindset of being successful, it's having the utmost certainty in yourself and knowing that no matter what gets thrown at you, you'll figure it out.
Yeah. The universe purposely puts obstacles in your way to make you prove that you deserve the outcome that you're going to get.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Here, let me tell a short little story about obstacles. So I went to Montreal last weekend and I used my CIBC points for the first time to book a rental car. And so that rental car was booked with Avis, and I go in, I give them, before going to the rental place, I had to go to Staples to print something out to give them. And so I gave them my voucher and I give them my driver's license. And if you're from British Columbia, you know, like it goes learners, N, which is novice, and then full license. And I've just had my N for like 5 years because I'm not back in BC all the time. So I don't go and, or I can't necessarily just fly home and go take my full license test. And I don't really need it right now. Like I've rented cars in the past. I rent them frequently and I've never had an issue with it. And so I go into Avis, he looks at it and he's like, this is a learner's. I'm like, no, it's not. It's not a learner's. A learner's is red. And he's like, okay, well, I can't accept this. I was like, I book rental cars all the time. Like I've never had an issue with it. And he's like, well, this is a learner's. My manager won't take it. And mind you, there's like these three old men just looking at me. And I'm like, it is 9:45 in the morning. I do not want to deal with this right now. And so I'm like I booked this through my credit card. This is a valid driver's license. I'm not having more than one person in my car. I'm going to see my godson. And he was like, no, I can't take it. So I was like, okay, fuck. I'm not going to stand here and fight with them because they've like, there's three of them. Their minds are made up. There's no switching anything. And so I was like, okay, thanks, bye. I walked over to Hertz, which I have rented a car from before, okay? And I go in there and I give them, I was like, hey, do you have a car I can rent? I need to go to Montreal to see my godson. And he grabs my license. And mind you, the girl who was in there, she had like kind of walked out after I gave the license to him, and she was there last time I rented a car. And so he was like, oh, we don't accept this. And I was like, I've rented a car from you guys before. And the lady doesn't even look at me, okay? Like, just no respect at all. Doesn't even look at me. And she's like, no, we don't do that. And I was like, girl, you were here last time. I was like, I remember your face. You were here last time I rented a car here. And they were just like, I don't know what was in the air, but everyone was just so not helpful. And so I was like, okay, fuck this. Old Ashley would have started crying or something out of frustration. I was like, I'm going to go downstairs to Enterprise and I'm going to see if he has any cars. So I go downstairs because I don't know why, but all the Enterprises, none of their like staffing stay in the upstairs part of the buildings. When you're renting a car downtown Toronto, most of them are in like, one's in the TD building, one's in another building. So it's like underground parking that you have to go into. And so I don't know why, but Enterprise is the only one who is just stationed in the underground parking. And so I went downstairs where there's no service, mind you. So I go and I talk to the guy and I was like, hey, I was supposed to rent a car with Avis. They're not letting me for some reason. I didn't want to like tell him the reason, because I think that was part of the reason why when I walked into Hertz that they didn't accept it, is because I said Avis isn't like accepting my ID. And so he was like, no, I don't have any cars right now. Like the closest you're going to find one is at Pearson Airport. And I was like, bruh, I'm not going to miss the saga. Like I need to be on the road in the next half an hour. And so I was like, you can't like go online and look for me really quickly. And he was like, no, I know all of my locations don't have any. We're super busy. I was like, you really can't go and search online for me really quickly. He was like, no. And I was like, okay. I'm going to go upstairs and I'm going to pull up the Enterprise app on my phone and I'm going to book a car. And so I went upstairs, stood in the lobby of the same building I was just in, pulled up my Enterprise app. Oh my God, the Enterprise that's an 8-minute walk away, they have a car available. So I booked it on my phone, literally 8-minute walk. When I got there, the car was ready. And I just felt like it was such a test from the universe of like taking it into my own hands, because I asked like 4 people for help. Not a single person offered to help. And like old me, not emotionally intelligent me, would have been like panic attack thinking about the fact that I needed to be on the road to Montreal. But instead of thinking about that, I was like, okay, I'm going to figure this out. Like, and I told myself, just figure it out, Ashley. They're not capable of helping you. Just figure it out. And so doing that and going and looking on my phone and seeing, oh my God, the one 8 minutes away from me, like an 8-minute walk, which I can get my steps in before hopping in the car for 6 hours. They have a car and it was cheaper than the one that I rented with Avis anyway. So, but yeah, so that was my small example of the way that the universe tests you in little ways. And it can appear in relationships. For me, it was just like a test of my fucking emotional control, apparently, in a stressful situation. But yeah, I called my mom after and I was like, it was really one of those moments where I said to myself, you just have to figure it out.
That is so interesting, because I remember I saw that story. I saw you talking
about, yeah, I posted on my private story because I was frustrated. I was like, I've never had an issue renting a car in the past. I've rented from 2 out of 3 of these places and they're not being nice or even trying to help me.
Yeah.
Like, was it because I was wearing sweatpants? I don't know.
That's why I was confused. I was like, look, I was like, what the hell? You rent cars all the time. And I was like, how the hell is it the problem now? And yeah. So like, legit, the fact that you went through all those things, still got told no, but then like, that's like an example of life, right? You go and you get told no every step of the way, but the final time you're like, you know what, there's one more option, let me go try that out before I give up. And then you get the yes.
And yeah, like, and trust me, with the way that they were responding to me and how short they were being and how dismissive they were being, like, especially when I went into Hertz and that lady like wouldn't even look me in the eye. And I was like, I literally remember you. You were here when I rented the car last time. And she just went, no, we don't do that. Like, that was such a test of my limits. Like, if you were there, I know you would have been like, what the fuck? Like, it was just like, they weren't treating me like somebody who is rented a car before, or like even just like a normal fucking human being. Like, I don't know, I've worked in the service industry for a long time, and I guess car rentals are different, but I was just baffled. Even just the guy at Enterprise who wouldn't go on and search for me and tell me when he has his big ass computer right in front of him, and I don't have service down here, so I can't go on my phone down here. It was just, yeah, there was so many little tests, and the buildup of all of them speaking to me that way, I was
Yeah. I mean, that, kudos to you for having the patience and like the, you know, reserving your energy to be like, you know what, whatever, I'm not going to lose my shit on these people.
Oh.
I'm going to go and find another way. I'm going to make it work, because like that is a test of patience.
Oh my God.
That is a test of your sanity. Like,
yeah. Well, and I can just like, I can think of like one of my close friends who, if he was with me, he would have been yelling or like screaming or something. And I just, no, it was one of those moments where I really had to be like, okay, is it worth getting upset right now? Or do you just want to figure it out and then be able to go on the road? So yeah, sorry for the little rant, but I just feel like that is, from my perspective, looking at that, it was totally a test from the universe. And you're right about the whole getting told no multiple times in a row. You just have to like have that perseverance to be able to hear it one more time in order to get to, you never know when you're at the top of the mountain about to go over.
Exactly. That's the thing. Hey, thanks so much for listening to the show this week. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can write to us at embodimentpod@gmail.com. And if you want to send us a DM, it's @embodiment.pod.
Or if you'd like to follow us or message us personally on Instagram, it's @emmanuelseries and @ashley.fry. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Mano.
And you've been listening to Embodiment, who you are behind closed doors. Thank you guys. Have a beautiful day, babies. And I am so grateful for you.